Tonight I'm speaking to you about how Jesus is greater than Solomon. In Matthew chapter 12, verse 42 is where Jesus talked about that. It's been on my heart these last 3 weeks that we see Jesus more clearly, that we see him and put him first more sincerely. We are so centered, you know, on things that affect us, and we must be. We're responsible for what we think and say and do. But in all of that, may we be shown in these words of these days right now that are upon our hearts about putting Jesus first, that it would cause us to have all of life more deeply affected by Jesus being exalted, by Jesus being magnified, by Jesus being put first in the sense that he is here right now. He is with me at every step. The Spirit of God's mission is to reveal Jesus to me and to you. The Spirit of God upon the earth right now is taking the things of Christ and revealing them to us, Jesus said. The mission of the Holy Spirit is to testify of Jesus, Jesus said. And so the Spirit of God is at work to do that, and I just want to cooperate with him all that I can, don't you? So in Matthew 12, this 42nd verse summarizes it this way. Jesus said, "The queen of the south will rise at the judgment with this generation and condemn it. For she came from the ends of the earth to listen to Solomon's wisdom. And now one greater than Solomon is here." As I read that and reread that, it made me want us to be sure that we don't miss who's here. That we don't miss who is greater than Solomon, greater than Jonah and others that were being spoken of in the scripture there. That we know that we are in tune with what the Holy Spirit is saying right now, that Jesus wants to do, and who Jesus is and what he's doing and how he is who he is in our very midst, in the work of the Church of Jesus Christ, in the work of every believer, the place that he has in our lives. So as I thought on that and looked at things about Solomon, I just thought I'd bring out a few of those right now to amplify on how a greater than Solomon is here, is here, is here. Solomon had an earthly father. Jesus' father was the heavenly father. Solomon was the richest and most famous man, most famous king on earth during his life. Jesus will be the most richest, we might say, in all that is going to be happening, most famous after his life on earth. What he's done since he rose from the dead and what he's going to do from now throughout eternity. Solomon had 12 officials, one from each tribe of Israel, in his court. And each one of them was to arrange for provisions for one out of the 12 months of the year, throughout the year, for the king's household. Jesus had 12 disciples who were to lead in the distribution of the spiritual provisions that God provides of our king's household. Well, Solomon had Judah and Israel in peace throughout his lifetime and his reign. Each family had their, it talks about the families all having their own homes and vineyards and gardens and so on. Well, the whole world will be in peace when our king reigns and rules on the earth. Solomon built the temple, and there are so many good things said about it and how great it was and how long it took to build it. I understand 3,300 foremen were employed, over 80,000 laborers. 80,000 stone cutters in the hill country, plus others in the woodwork. And that sounds great and wonderful. But Jesus Christ is building a temple that is worldwide and cannot be contained in one scope of an environment. And that temple houses the Spirit of God on the earth. the church of the living God, the church of which Jesus Christ is the head, the body of believers who share God's gracious gospel on the earth at this time. What a temple Jesus is building. He said, I will build my church. I will build my temple. And the gates of hell will not prevail against it. There'll be no decisions made at the gates of hell that are going to overcome my church. What a great thing Jesus has done that is having an impact throughout the world. And we've only begun to see that Jesus said there'll be persecutions. He said in the end of time on the earth of this age, there will be great distress. There will be great tribulation that comes. But he said, look up. Your redemption draws near. There's a nearness about something that's coming that Jesus talked about. The New Testament talks about it in the sense that we're looking for his appearing right now. That he's coming for those that are looking for his appearing. There's something about the nearness of it that takes the heart of the believer and encourages and strengthens and comforts you. Solomon did great things, but Jesus himself said, there will come a day when the one who saw Solomon in his greatness will judge and condemn the generations who did not recognize Jesus in his greatness. I want to recognize what there is in Jesus for my generation. And as Pastor preached recently, and to share that with the generations that are coming on behind us. I wish to tonight, as some of you were testifying of how God has brought you through cancer, that our young people were listening to those testimonies. And if they listen to this, if part of those testimonies are included in the internet presentation of this service tonight, some of them can hear it. But there is so much our generations right now need to see in reality. And sometimes I fear that we get complacent with what's happened to our generation. I fear that we've gotten a little bit self-contained. And God somehow has to kind of break open the alabaster box and let us be poured out, whatever it takes, until the Spirit of God spreads over the generations that come behind us. God can do his own work in his own way, but there are ways that we are challenged tonight to see what the Lord wants to do. Well, part of that was to see how great Jesus Christ really is. Solomon's life was obedient to his dad, David. Jesus was obedient to his father. Solomon was highly thought of. Jesus gained favor with people who would follow him and love him. Solomon was blessed by God. But Jesus, you might say, was the beloved Son of God and blessed others as the Son of God. Solomon had many serving him. Jesus was the servant of all. Solomon had many benefiting from his wisdom, but Jesus gave Solomon the wisdom. Solomon could diagnose sicknesses, but Jesus heals sicknesses, and he still does. Solomon discerned what was sin, but Jesus forgives sins. Now, these things have been on our hearts, and these things have been real to us many times over, but I just took them back again tonight and said, Lord, this can again renew and strengthen and refresh us to realize how Jesus, in his giving and his being given first place, the greatness of Jesus Christ is to challenge us tonight in our obedience and following him and believing him and having faith in him for what he wants to do. Solomon had a temporary earthly kingdom. Jesus says at the Father's right hand with all power given unto him. Solomon sinned. Jesus knew no sin. Solomon awaits the resurrection day. Jesus is the resurrection day. There's an empty tomb. So as I thought on these things and to say to you tonight, there is one who is leading us, the head of the church, and Jesus is first, and Jesus is to receive the glory. Jesus has the place greater than Solomon or anyone else, and we look to Jesus for what we need and what he wants to do. We thank him for what he does on Wednesday nights, yes. But oh, how much broader and more wonderful what he's doing on Sundays and what he wants to do. And as we are planted all over this congregation on Sunday, may the prayers of this night, may the faith that comes out of this night, may the vision that God plants in some way tonight just continue to bring refreshing to our pastor and faith in God in the services on Sunday, and to see God move this week as we come together on the 4th of July. God wants to again speak in our midst of the love and appreciation we have for those that have served. They're going to be recognized. But God wants to also say, listen, I'm in charge. I am the God who brings salvation, not only to people's lives, but I raised up this nation of America. I spoke to those who were forming this nation. I am with you. I want you to be great in my name. I want you to reach others with the gospel all over the world. God wants to do something this Sunday on the 4th of July. And may we see that this is one part, yes, we can have tonight, but it's just a part of the whole. Jesus is the one who gets first place. Not any of us, not somebody in particular, but Jesus is first place. Jesus gets the glory. Jesus gets the credit. A greater than Solomon is here. He's Jesus. Would you stand with me? Oh, may God have his way throughout this week. Jesus in his greatness. Jesus never fails. Heaven and earth may pass away, but Jesus never fails. That's not something they could say about Solomon, but they can say that about Jesus, and we do say it. Jesus accomplishes his mission. We want to be people that he can accomplish it through as our part. Jesus will accomplish his mission. We've set our hearts upon the Lord, that we will not be left out of what he's doing in the accomplishment of his mission in this day, in our church, in our lives. He's still at work in your life tonight.